What a beautiful sentiment and what a beautiful picture it really paints about a mother. I mean, it may be your mother who these you can relate to these words. Maybe it's not. But even as we would like to think that all of our mothers are like this, there are some reality is there are some unnatural mothers who sell their children to sin. There are sin-cursed, rum-soaked, and abandoned mothers whom their motherhood is the exposure of their shame. I'm glad to believe, says Caldwell, however, that there are comparatively few in this class. The question is that true? I mean, are there merely a few unfaithful mothers? Well, maybe that was the case back in 1928, right, when they were all June Ward and all of that image that they had there. But sadly, that's not the case today. I mean, high rates of legitimacy and divorce reveal that contemporary abandonment of marriage, which is the motherhood's foundation. And annual abortions number in millions, which shows that the heart of the women, heart of the mothers has actually grown cold. Mothers abandon their children in dumpsters. They abandon their children on the streets to fend off for themselves. I mean, and there are many, many more examples of ungodly mothers, and that's not what I'm here to talk to you guys about. I want you guys to walk out of here with a smile on your face, right? Right now, it kind of seems kind of depressing. But that's only to set a point. I mean, that's only there to set a point. What happened to our godly mothers? Where are they? Where are they? I mean, the book of Proverbs in chapter 31, verse 10, it says, a wife of noble character, who can find her? In other words, they're also looking for that wife. They're also looking for that mother. Who is this godly mother? Where is this noble wife that we can find? I mean, are they really truly extinct? If they are out there, you know what, ladies? It's time to stand up once again and to grab hold of the promises that God has given you and begin to live for God and live for your children. I mean, in a society where the life of an animal is valued over the life of a human embryo, godly mothers, you need to know this, that in the hands of God, you can be a devastating weapon against the enemy that wants to destroy your children, that wants to destroy your family, and wants to destroy your home. God has blessed you. God has given you the strength. God has given you the wisdom to really stand up and begin that fight for your home, your children, and your family, and to not have the enemy come and take that all from you. Right? So today, let me highlight some of these qualities of these devastating how much of a devastating weapon you are in God's hands, because like I mentioned before, sometimes you might not even be aware that you actually have it. But I have a question before that. What makes a Christian mother different from all of the rest of the mothers? Well, the Word of God tells us in Matthew 15, it's salt. Okay? Salt. You know why? Because I read it up there and I see sal. Oh, no, that's the Spanish one. Salt in Spanish, no tea. Anyways, it's a little wide. What makes a godly mother different from the rest of the mothers out there is salt. Okay, salt. What do you mean? Jesus said in Matthew 5:13, he says, you are the salt of the earth. Mothers, you are the salt of the world. A Christian mother isn't necessarily better than other mothers, but rather she has that special, je ne sais quoi, that special seasoning, if you will, due to the presence of the Holy Spirit in your lives. That's what makes you different from the rest of the mothers out there. It's that special seasoning, mothers, that makes you that powerful weapon in the hands of God. Okay, there you are. It's the Holy Spirit special blend, right? It's the salt of the world. Mothers, you need to understand how much of an impact You cause, you have over those around you. You're not just another woman in the house. You are the mother. Not only the mother, you are a godly mother. The believing mother has a wealth of resources available to train, available to discipline, and available to love her children in the grace of God, right? So in these last 28 minutes, okay, I found 40 qualities, okay, 40, okay, 40, but I minus 28 out of them, right? So we're down to 12, okay? So I honed it down, right? And I hope don't get offended because, Pastor, you didn't mention this because that's me. Okay, well, okay, all I said is 12. But they'll go rather quickly. But it's the special seasoning, and that's what I'm saying, right? This is what makes you different. This is what makes you persist, like that little widow was doing. This is what keeps you going. Because you know that because of this special flavoring, this special seasoning of your life, it's not you who gives you the persistence. It's God that's putting that strength inside of you, that relentless, never give up spirit inside your life to make you fight for your children, to make you fight for your husband, to make you fight for your home, which are all things that the devil wants to take away from you. But you will not, okay? Not because you have one of these first qualities that we come up. I call them the power qualities of a godly mother. Would have been a better title, huh? But anyways, too late to change it now. It's in the press. Number one. The power quality number one, you possess, as a godly woman, you possess a keen sense of discernment. Of discernment. Oh, some of you call it a sixth sense, right? But it's the Holy Spirit that's giving you this discernment. A good Christian mother stays intimately connected with God so that she will keep a discerning heart. Okay, she's willing to grow in knowledge through the reading of God's word and absorbing the truth from mature godly mothers. God grants her discernment in the lives of her children so that they may be especially well trained in righteousness. Believe me, in this world that's full of lies, the God-given ability to discern the truth is a power quality. You do look at things from a different perspective. You see things from a different perspective. We men, we're very linear. We see right what's in front of us and that's it. All right, that's it. The woman sees it not only from our perspective, they see it from the left, from the right, from the top, from the bottom. All perspectives. That's why God gives them this special, that's why men, and although I'm not bashing on men, right? I'll bash on women when it's Father's Day, but right now, in a godly and loving way, right? I'm not here to down anybody. But it gives them, we men, like I said, we're very straightforward. But women, God gives them that ability to discern, to look at things a little bit differently than we do. And wise thing for us to men, listen to those things, okay? Listen to it. Not only will it make you live a happier life, you'll actually get to extend your marriage a little bit longer. Right? So just, God gives them this discerning spirit. Okay? It's a quality, one of these power qualities for a devastating weapon in the hands of God. You gotta have it. Number two, the second power quality is that women persist in prayer at all times. Okay? Your persistence in prayer. A believing mom never gives up on her children, especially her prodigals. Right? Especially those that have not come up, have not been part of or feel different than, and just go out there. Mothers never give up on their kids. Mothers have that desire, that link that keeps them bond to them no matter what they have done. People will write off those difficult and those rebellious children, but not a praying mother. Okay? Praying, P-R-A-Y. Not P-R-E-Y. Praying mother. She will plead the grace and mercy of God over the lives as long as there's breath in her body. She will never, never stop. This mother is compelled and encouraged by the Holy Spirit to keep on praying no matter what happens. This is a power quality that women have, that godly women have, right? They persist in prayer no matter what, not only over their children, but again, over their husbands and over their home. Those blessings that God has given the woman of the household. Number three, the power quality number three is that she demonstrates unconditional love. Okay? A mother who loves God with all her heart isn't afraid to unconditionally love her children. She recognizes that her patience will be tried by disobedience. Boy, will it ever be tried. But it will never cause her love to regress in anger. Okay? It doesn't matter what kids do, the mother will always love. The husband sometimes thinks, I don't know. Got to work on that one. But the children, no matter what they do, the mother's love is always there. It's an unconditional love. It's a power quality that's relatable to God, because think of how many times we have offended God. Think of how many times we have rejected God. Think of how many times we have disobeyed God. And God is always there. We turn to Him, and He will always receive us. Mothers have this unconditional love for her, I'm going to call it her kingdom, her king, her prince and princesses, right? And her castle, right? All of that. She has this unconditional love for them. Her love spurs confidence in her offspring, since they never worry about the loss of love due to bad behavior. So even though they misbehaved, they know that mommy is always there. Even though they've done something bad, they know that mommy will always be there. They know that even though they broke that special vase that caused so much money, that mom will always say, "That's all right, honey. That's all right, baby. I love you." The mother's love is an unconditional love. So that's a power quality that you women have, that the Lord has given to you. Because had it not been for the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't be talking, having this talk. It would be something different. Power quality number four, it talks about you cultivate a joyful environment. In other words, you make it so that when you enter a home of a godly mother, there's a presence of joy. Okay? There's a presence of peace in her home. When a godly mother is in prayer and is always in communication with God, you walk into that home and it's like you're in peace land. You know, everything is, there's the environment, because you know that the presence of the Holy Spirit is there. She cultivates it. She nurtures it, and she brings it together, and she has it all there. She promotes it. She makes that ambiance of a home a special place to be, so that the children, when they're out of school, they're anxiously awaiting to get home, because that's what they find at home. That special place of being there is done, and it's promoted, and it's cultivated by mom. Right? Mom makes home, right? A special place. So that's what a power quality number four that God has given to you, to that weapon, to that woman, to the godly woman, so that she can cultivate these wonderful homes, a godly home. Power quality number five. I told you they were going to go quick. Power quality number five. This one exhibits steadfastness in the Word of God. Psalm 111:10 says, "All who follow His precepts have a good understanding." See, the Christian mother actively engages the Word of God in every problem in the home. Okay? Something is happening with her kids. Well, what does the Word of God tell me? Something is happening with her husband, or something is not awry, something is not right. Well, let me see what the Word of God says. Something is happening here in our lives. Let me see what the Word of God is telling me. A godly mother, her first recourse, her first resource is the Word of God. She will not go out there and start trying to fend and find solutions for herself, because she knows that all solutions are given to her already in the Word of God. She is a wise woman. You women have that relentless, or that feeling or that desire to always go back to God and always start looking for what His Word is telling us. She meditates on the Holy Scriptures regularly, as well as speaking and teaching them to her children. I mean, you've seen it. As your kids have grown, you mothers take the time to kneel down beside them, to show them how to pray, to give thanks to God, to bring God to their little lives in such a way that only you mommies can talk to your children. Because we daddies, we say, God is there, give praise. And they may not understand that. But women have a special way of communicating who God is to their kids. Women have that special language that they share with their kids. I mean, even now with my grandkids, they'll say something and I'm going, okay. And then I look at Yanni and I say, what did she say? Oh, she's talking about this. Really? Okay. All right. Then I go in. True enough, that's what they wanted, or that's what they were saying. Right? But only mommies have that special understanding of that language that these kids have, or that understanding. So it's that communication that they have. So she uses that skill to now incorporate God into their lives and to see them now begin to depend on God and to see them now to grow in God. Power quality number 6. This one says that the godly woman forgives the offenses of others willingly. Forgiveness is a power quality. Forgiveness is a power quality. Okay? Offenses will come from within and outside of the home, yet the godly mother won't hold forgiveness hostage until she feels better. Right? Rather, she chooses to forgive immediately and trusts the Holy Spirit to heal her hurts. Her family recognizes this principle in her and practices forgiving others as a way of life. Right? So forgiveness is a quality that these powerful women, these godly women, demonstrate. It doesn't matter how much she's offended. She knows she was offended, but she is willing to forgive. She turns right around and forgives. It's not whenever she wants to. It's not whenever she feels better. It's not whenever she's bought or compensated for what has offended her. She turns right around and just forgives. See, that's a power quality that only God could put in you all, women. I mean, in us men too. But you're more sentimental. You're more attached. You're more willing. You're more desiring. And that uses that gift, that quality that God gives you to make your children love you even more so. So forgives the offenses willingly. It's not that you're forced. It's that you're given to, and you forgive out of the kindness and out of the love that you have for them. We're right now in number 6. How many are going, check, I got that. Check, I got that. Check, I got that. Mm-hmm. I see. I get a lot. Mm-hmm. That's me. Okay. Well, do you have this one? Power quality number 7. Embraces a spirit of contentment. Okay. Embraces a spirit of contentment. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6 says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. A godly mother resists the urge to be disconnected with her surroundings, her children, or her husband. She recognizes that the chasing of worldliness and riches will never bring her peace. Instead, she trusts in the Lord to provide all of her needs and grant her the desire according to His will. In other words, this mother who embraces the spirit of contentment is not one who says, I wish I had what she had. I wish I had what they have. You know, they have everything. We have nothing. You know, that time. She embraces what the Lord has given to her. She willingly accepts what God has provided to her. The home, well, it might not be a mansion with seven bedrooms and 20 bathrooms, because you don't want to spend your life cleaning 20 bathrooms, right? I mean, you might have a one bedroom or a single or whatever, but that is your home. That is your kingdom. Be content with it, because the Lord sees it as is the Lord. It's a promise that the Lord has. He says, if you have been faithful in the little, the principle is that you will be faithful in the many, right? In the lot. How can the Lord give you so much when you haven't proven yourself to be faithful with that? Has to start somewhere, right? If you can't handle, you know, the little, and you're in debt, and you don't know how to manage your home, you don't know how can the Lord bless you with the many? He won't. He can't. He loves you too much to do that, right? It's just like we as parents. When my children would come to me and say, "Dad, can I have $10?" It's more like 20, right? Or 25, or 120. It was those shoes that they wanted. But anyways, they would come and I would always ask why, right? And I would see what their response was. If I had the 10, it wasn't a matter of the amount. Not that I mean I would give them everything, but I wanted them to know I wanted them to think why they needed that. Not just, "Daddy, give me, Daddy, give me, Daddy, give me." You know, Daddy wants to know why, right? We have to teach. We have to give. We have to show them, right? We have to show them that they don't have to be happy. To be happy doesn't mean that you need to have every single one of those doll collections that are out there, right? I remember, I won't get into my kids because then my kids will get at me after the service. So let's put the kids aside. Anyways. You don't have to be content. I mean, you can be content with what you have. Because when you are content with what you have, you are grateful. You thank God for what you have. Right? Lord, thank you, Father, for what you have given to me. Thank you, Lord, because everything that I have is a blessing that you have given to me. A godly mother will recognize that. A godly mother will say, "Lord, thank you for my home. Thank you, Lord, for my children. Thank you, Lord, for my husband. Thank you, Lord, for the provisions that you give to us day in and also day out." And then that is what contentment is all about. It's a sign of gratitude. It's a sign of acknowledging that God is providing to you because he is providing to your needs. He's not providing to your wants. Okay? So your needs are there. So power quality number 8. A godly woman trusts in the Lord. Amen? Psalm 9:10 says, "Those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." Okay, her trust in God is most evident during the most difficult times or the most difficult seasons in her life. A Christian mother is tempted, like others, to believe or even doubt in the Lord that He is in control of her life. Yet she remains steadfast in His ability to take care of her and her family's senses. She trusts completely in God, because you know sometimes things just don't go well every morning. You know, sometimes there's not a lot of peace in the kingdom, right? Whether it came because of the husband, because it came because of the kids, because it came, something was happening. Sometimes there's not there, but she knows always to turn right around and say, "Lord, I trust in you. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on in their lives. I don't know what's going on in his life. I don't know what's going on around here, Father, but all I know is that I trust in you. Because you know everything. And because of that, I place everything that I have in your hands and I trust you completely." This is a quality that godly mothers have, because they can use that onto their anything, really, right? So trusting in God is a high, high quality that they have. Power quality number 9, keeps the faith. Okay? Keeps the faith. Proverbs 28:20 says, "A faithful person will be richly blessed." Her faith will most certainly be tested in the roles of a wife and in the roles of motherhood. A godly mother will accept the trying of her faith so she can grow in perseverance. Okay? Those are one of the qualities that in the book of James, it tells us that our faith will be tested, but out of the faith we will persevere. It will teach us to persevere. And it's one of those qualities that she demonstrates faithfulness as she continues to mature in her relationship with God and also with others. So a godly woman, this powerful woman, always keeps the faith. And sometimes, like I mentioned, things might not be going good around them, but she knows in her trust of God, she also places her faith in Him, that He will work out things for His glory. And things, even though they're unstable right now, will always form that foundation of steadfastness, of security, whenever we turn or whenever she turns to God. Almost over. Power quality number 10. She brings order to chaos. Amen? Women, do you guys do that? You bring order to chaos? I got 4 grandkids at home. My wife, not just tooting her horn, you know, but it's like, brings order to chaos. It's 4 little toddlers running around. Sometimes when I stay home to rest, I actually go back to work to rest. Love my grandkids. Love my grandkids. But, you know, we've always had, when we were back in the days of old, a long time ago, when we started working, we were both teacher assistants at the same school. She would work the K through seconds, and I would work third grade up. I go, don't put me in the K1s and 2s, right? I don't deal well with that. I deal with kids that say, you got to do this, you got to do that. Yes. Okay. Fine. Go out there and do it, right? God puts that special talent, God puts that special skill in her, with mixed in with all of these other things, to bring order to chaos. Because believe me, she sends us videos of Nona's daycare. We call it Nona's daycare because there's all over the place. You got Luca doing one thing, you got Vivian doing another, and then Tori's doing a thing, Miabella and out there, and then all 3 of them, and then here, and then there's fighting, there's pulling, there's here, there's food, and here. And then at the end, it's like, then at the 1 o'clock, they're all nap time. They're all asleep. So she brings order to chaos, right? I mean, and then as well as, again, God-given abilities, and not only are shared by my wife, but amongst you all godly women. Because you know that God is in control, that God will give you the strength. They start out their day with prayer, right? They start out their day with prayer, and God helps them throughout that whole day. But women can do that. See, men, we have this tendency when there's chaos, we flee. it'll settle by itself, and we're gone. We come back, and it's still there, right? We had to deal with it, but eventually we hit the road first. But women have this persistence. Women have this knack for just staying there and trying to bring order to this chaos. Power quality number 11, holds to what is right. A godly mother, she makes the tough decisions that may run against the torrent of societal corruption in children and youth. The righteousness that God instills in them, that gives them the wisdom to make right decisions, says, you know what? I don't care what might be going on in society. This is the right thing to do. I don't care what all your friends, if they're all jumping off the roof, you know, you're not jumping it, because the Word of God tells us that this is right. She holds on to what is right. She doesn't compromise her love. She doesn't compromise her faith. She doesn't compromise her life, because she knows what is right. And she puts her feet down and she says no. Right? And when mama says no, mama said no. Right? And that's the way it is. Right? Then they come crying to Dada. And then Dada says, what did mama say? She said no. Then it's a no. Right? Otherwise, there's no peace in the kingdom. Right? There is no peace in the kingdom. But again, that persistence, that standing firm, it's a God-given ability. Women, godly women, you have it. And of course, the last one, not the last one, but just to today, the power quality number 12, it says, the willingness to release her children to God. Okay? Godly women have no problem releasing their children to God, right? Those that do not trust in God will not let her children go to God. It was like their umbilical cord is just still tethered to them. It's like all over the place, right? Can only stretch so far, right? Can only go so far. Mamas, you got to learn to snip it. You got to learn to let it go. You got to learn to place them in God's hands, because God's hands are way better, okay, than daddy's hands. They're way better than your hands. See, a godly mother, while the Christian mother holds her children tightly around her heart, she releases them to grow in Christ at their own pace. She entrusts her prayers to God to protect and lead them in the direction of His will. Her influence and persuasion centers around the Lord's will more than her personal preference for their future. Lord, I give them to you. We had great examples in the Word of God. I mean, we have Hannah, right? That after 2 years of age, or after Samuel was weaned, she took her child, the one she had been praying for, and handed him over to God. To the prophet Eli, just to raise. She didn't know who he was. I mean, his record for raising kids was not all that great. You know what I mean? Right? So she hands over Samuel over to him, not over to him, but over to God, and releases her child to God. You got Jochebed, her Moses' mother, who puts the little baby in this basket and floats him down the river. How many of you mothers would be able to do that? You got to be a mother who truly trusts in the Lord to be able to do that, right? So we got great examples of these women that are willing to release their children to God. Now, these 12 power qualities that describe this awesome weapon of God, which are you, godly women, mothers, you are more special than you realize. Okay? Because all these qualities are exerted from the abundance of love that's inside your heart for your children, for your husband, and your home. Godly mothers, you are a force to be reckoned with. Okay? You are a force to be reckoned with. Don't ever anybody let yourself be taken lightly. All men, all children, that's why we love and we honor and we give respect to our mothers, to our godly mothers. There's no such thing, I'll close with this, there's no such thing as a perfect mother. There's no such thing, okay? But the Christian mother, she continues to be perfected by the grace of God. That's why one of those qualities is to be in communication with God. That's why one of those qualities is to always be looking for the Word of God. She is continually being renewed. She is continually growing in His grace. She is invaluable to the kingdom of Christ due to her influence for the next generation. Okay? She is invaluable. We as children that have our mothers here, we should honor them and always see what God has given to them to make them those strong women of God that have led you, that have given you all of their love as much as they know. Because remember, there is no perfect mother. And whatever they did throughout the years, through all that, is what they did. But you know what? Her love is still there for you. Right? So we are not to forget that. That relentless love, that unconditional love. So take the time today to reach out to your mother. If she's not here, reach out to her. If she is here, go out there and hug her and smother her with kisses and all your loves and say those big two giant words, thank you. Thank you. In Spanish, it'll say one, gracias. But in English, it's thank you, mom, for loving me so, right? And share that what you have inside your heart for her. See, godly women, you are a devastating weapon in the hands of God. God has filled you with all of these qualities that if you align them, that if you put them together, all these 12 qualities that you put them together in His hands, you are a force to be reckoned with. Amen? So today, mothers, on behalf of Alpha and Omega, I would like to express and I'd like to share, give you or share with you or give you or felicitate you or congratulate you, give you a happy Mother's Day for the rest of the day, okay? God bless you and may God continue to fill your lives and your homes with His wonderful blessings. Let us bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Father, for instilling all of these qualities, O Lord, in your godly women, Lord. Because without them, Lord, we could not be here today. Thank you, Father, for their imperfectness, O Lord. Because even in those imperfections, Father, you have guided them, you have shown them, and we can really truly say, Lord, that we are here because of your love that you have placed in her for us, Lord. Continue to bless our mothers, Lord. Continue to bless their lives, Father. Continue to give them that strength, that desire to always, O Lord, seek you first, Lord, then to be able, O Lord, to reach out to her children. Thank you, Father, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for this day, because all this we ask in the glorious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.